An Oregon congressman is defending himself against calls for his resignation. Democrat David Wu is trying to explain his behavior and answer allegations of possible prescription drug abuse. Back in January, 7 members of Wu's staff quit, and both parties are eyeing his district for the next election. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, April Baer has our story.
Representative David Wu had a bit of a reputation for operating outside party circles. But then he sent a photo of himself wearing a tiger suit to staffers last Halloween. It was accompanied by text messages he signed as his teenage son. All of a sudden, his political future seemed shaky.
Maybe if I'd worn a duck costume instead of a tiger costume, some of this, at least, wouldn't be happening.
Wu says he takes the allegations against him seriously. Despite reports that his staff questioned his mental health, he says he will serve out his term. Driven by media reports, Wu's also confessed to taking what he's called an alternative pain medication. And he disclosed a 2008 hospitalization he says was brought on by a reaction to prescriptions for the muscle relaxant Valium and the sleeping pill Ambien.
I sought the appropriate professional help that I needed then, and I consult with that professional help on an as-needed basis. I get the counseling that I need, and when necessary, I have some medication. I am in good shape, and that's what I want to reassure Oregonians.
Wu won't speak about the specifics of his diagnosis. He says last fall was stressful, with a contested election, his ongoing divorce, and the death of his father. His former staffers have refused to speak on the record about their concerns, and other members of the Oregon congressional delegation aren't commenting either. But Oregon's Republican Party chair, Alan Alley, says the information about Wu's recent behavior tells him it's time for Wu to step down and attend to his health.
As human beings and fellow citizens, we feel compassionate for David and what he's going through. The point that I make is there's a few jobs in the country that transcend what your typical personal responsibility would be.
I certainly hope that he will put his constituents first rather than being in the office.
Elizabeth Furse is David Wu's Democratic predecessor in Oregon's 1st District.
All I can say is that being a representative, you take on a very grave responsibility. You don't have the luxury in the Congress to be distracted.
Although Wu's serving his 7th term in the House, he hasn't been able to parlay that tenure into political power. He's sided against big Oregon players like Nike and Intel on trade issues, and he hasn't landed plum committee assignments. The chair of the Oregon Democratic Party continues to support Wu, and Democratic House leadership says calls for Wu's resignation are premature.
I was absolutely surprised, actually.
Jagmohan Juti lives in David Wu's district and has voted for him in the past. He says he believes there's probably more to the story. He's reserving judgment and his vote.
It hasn't changed my mind one way or the other. The truth eventually is going to come out. You can't hide the truth. So I'm going to wait till I make up my mind.
Juti has time to decide. Wu has filed papers indicating that he will run again in 2012. For NPR News, I'm April Baer in Portland, Oregon.
You're listening to All Things Considered.